What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Don't forget that I do an audio version and a video version of my podcast. Video version goes to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Rumble, BitChute, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Audio version goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much, much more. Today I'm going to react to a video about y'all's favorite liberal president, Sleepy Joe Biden, calling LL Cool J a boy, and also calling him LLJ Cool J, whoever the fuck that is. You know, it's one thing to not know somebody's name and pronounce it wrong. It's another thing when you're reading it from a teleprompter. So before we get into that, though, let's give you a word from promopalace.biz.
For music marketing and promotion, then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard the beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions for your music product brand service, please go to promopalace.biz. Also, there's a coupon code. Get 15% off music promo at promopalace.biz. Use coupon code LABORDAY2023, as that is the last 15% off coupon code that was generated site-wide. All right, let's get into it. Joe Biden, LLJ, Cool J, whoever the fuck that is.
You, Biden.
I will.
It's a long way until November. We got more questions.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
Wow. Let's run that back.
Listen, you got to come see us when you come to New York, VP Biden.
I will.
It's a long way until November. We got more questions.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
It don't have nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with the fact I want something for my community. I would love to see
you. Take a look at my record, man. I extended the voting rights 25 years. I have a record that is second to none. The NAACP has endorsed me every time I've run. Come on.
I know that's old, man, but I don't know that I ever reacted to that clip. That was the day I lost all respect for Charlemagne the Fraud. Charlemagne the Fraud. I used to have a lot of respect for Charlemagne the God until that moment. Like, really? Joe Biden is the dictator and the know-all, be-all of who's black and how black people think and what makes you black or not doesn't make you black or whatever the fuck that even means.
Years later.
And two of the great artists of our time representing the groundbreaking legacy of hip hop in America, LLJ Cool J. By the way, that boy's got, that man's got biceps bigger than my thighs. I think he's been. And MC Light, both of you, thank you. Because they're both having.
On behalf of hip hop, and I guess America, I want to apologize to LL Cool J and MC Light. I really do. I think somebody owes them an apology. I've interviewed MC Light before. I've interviewed Milk D, her brother. MC Light, possibly greatest female rapper of all time. First female rapper that people said could really hang with the dudes. Really great human being, down to earth. This is embarrassing. This is embarrassing. And, you know, I want to give Biden a little bit of props. I mean, it's the best comeback he's ever did during his whole presidency, because he called LL Cool J a boy and then turned around and realized that he called him a boy and said a man. But that's the thing. This cat is reading from a teleprompter and can't even read it right. Can't even read a name right. I mean, who the fuck doesn't know who LL Cool J is? Everybody know who. You know Joe Biden before he, you know, got too old and can't think too well no more. You know he knew exactly who the fuck LL Cool J was. Talking about LLJ Cool J. LLJ Cool J, man. Yeah, you know, when presidents try to do things and politicians are trying to do things to look cool with the times, it doesn't work too well. It looks so corny. It looks so unauthentic. It looks so pandering for votes. LL Cool J. LL Cool JJ. I mean, imagine, LL Cool JJ is hard as hell. LLJ Cool JJ. I can't even say it right now. LLJ Cool JJ. LLJ Cool JJ is hard as hell. I'm so confused. This dude is so confused. He got me so confused. LLJ Cool fucking J, man. At least he got MC Light right.
The light off. On the mic, you know, you're all here to listen to the new edition.
You see how he's like squinting? He's like, light off, you know, are we all here to listen to the new edition? Oh my gosh. Please, politicians, don't try to rap. Don't try to talk about hip hop to sound cool, man. Please don't do it.
Mike Bibbins, 40 years producing music. That lifts our souls.
LLJ.
I guarantee Biden probably never listened to a new edition song in his life. He never sat down to talk about lifts our souls. Yes, it lifted our souls. When I was a teenager, actually listening to Bell Biv DeVoe, it lifted our souls, but it didn't really lift your soul, Biden. Pandering for votes, propaganda. Please, politicians, leave hip hop alone. Don't try to rap. Don't even talk about hip hop. Don't try to pronounce our names. Don't try to censor us. None of that.
Hey, Cool J. we'll get back to that in a second. A lot of people are upset that Joe Biden referred to LL Cool J as a boy. As you can hear, he corrected himself on the spot. You know why Joe Biden corrected himself? Because he's 100.
Which I said is the greatest comeback of his presidency. Because, I mean, he literally falls off bikes, falls down the steps, can't, you know, read any other teleprompters. Luckily, he was a little bright enough, you know, to catch that one.
37 years old. He fully understands the word boy in the racial context around a white man referring to a black man as boy. See, boy is absolutely a white racist word when used in a certain context. And I know that because I'm from South Carolina, drop one of Clues Bombs from South Carolina. And because I was raised watching Good Times, okay? And a young scholar by the name of Michael Evans broke that down to us, why boy is a white racist word, if I'm not mistaken. It was season 1, episode 9.
I gotta stop real quick. I just reacted to the video about two kids running over somebody with a car that they stole and killed them. They try to call them young scholars. Like, are we calling everybody in Black America young scholars? I mean, nah, we can't do that. Like, everybody's not, nah, that's, that'd be like saying everybody in white America's young scholars. No, there's evil white motherfuckers too. There's criminal white motherfuckers too. And I wouldn't call them scholars. But like, damn, we calling non-criminals scholars. We calling criminals scholars. What's the fucking difference?
You remember this, right?
Boy is a white racist word.
That's all you needed to hear, okay? Once you knew that, you understood that boy was a white racist word. When the word boy is referred, when somebody uses the word boy to refer to an adult Black man and the speaker is white, that takes on a whole different point.
All right, guys, so we got to talk about Sleepy Joe Biden or Jim Crow Joe, right? Jim Crow Joe, that's what I'm calling him, okay? Jim Crow Joe is lost in the sauce, okay? He's lost in the sauce. Okay, he had a meeting with the president of Brazil, and apparently Joe Biden was running into flagpoles and also forgetting to shake the hand of the Brazilian president, in which, you know, the Brazilian president visibly got upset at Biden not shaking his hand. Or
let me chime in real quick. I know Charlemagne's upset, but all due respect, man, Joe Biden shouldn't even be in office. He's too fucking old. I mean, if the dude, we can clearly see he's not incompetent. Or he's incompetent. He's not competent. We can clearly see he's incompetent. He's not competent. We could clearly see he's diminished. His brain capacity, his physical capacity is diminished. Once people start diminishing their brain capacity, it's hard to hold, you can't really hold them as accountable. It's hard to really get upset and mad at their actions, you know, and I don't blame Joe Biden for losing his competence, becoming incompetent. You know, age does that. I blame people for voting him in. Clearly, just because they hated the other candidate, they didn't really go off of policies. They didn't really think of how old his cat was. And now you see, I mean, I hate to say it, two worst presidents in my lifetime. I voted for one, for one term, Barack Obama, and the second, and Joe Biden. But I would say Joe Biden is the worst president in my lifetime. Joe Biden is the worst president in my lifetime. I don't know why, if this woke culture, as they call it, came in during Biden's second term, all this wokeness out here, this woke culture, as they call it, and Biden was his vice president, why they didn't think it was going to be any different? Why they didn't think he was going to follow through with everything Biden was falling through? Because clearly Biden still is being good. You know, he's still second fiddle. He's still vice president. And clearly Barack is more of a president right now than Joe Biden. And Barack's strings are being pulled as well.
Seemingly forgetting to shake his hand.
President of the United States and the President of the Federative Republic of Brazil. Accompanied by the Director General of the International Labor Organization.
Yeah, so you seen that, you heard that, okay? Joe Biden may be forgetting where he is, but he certainly hasn't forgot who he is. And who Joe Biden is at his core is an old Dixiecrat, right? He's a Dixiecrat, okay? And once again, he's proven that, hey, he might be a racist, right? He might be a racist. I don't know. Okay, I'm just saying. He tends to have...
Now, I agree with Greg Foreman. Joe Biden might be a racist. But he clearly is not competent, probably. He clearly was not competent to even... say the, a little speech about LL Cool J, MC Light, and New Edition and Michael Bivins. I'm talking about a very short speech. Like, I don't read no scripts. Like, everything I do is straight off the top of the dome, straight just reaction. Just try to go off as much common sense, common knowledge as possible. Try not to bring emotions into it. But Biden is clearly not competent. He's incompetent. And yes, he probably is a racist. But when you're somebody that's so incompetent, every little mistake you make at this point, man, it's like, it's almost not at your control. You know, it's almost really not your fault. And I'm not trying to make a bunch of excuses for Biden. I didn't vote for the motherfucker. I don't like him. But I see my grandmother in a nursing home, and I seen where she didn't even recognize me and my cousin at first. It took her a while to comprehend, process, before she really understood and recognized who we were, you know? And she broke out in tears once she realized, because it was our first time visiting her in the nursing home. And I, you know, that's pretty much what happened to my grandmother. She got put in a nursing home, and I watched everybody just forget about her. My uncle could say he didn't forget about her, but he was only did that to try to go in there and leech off her while she was still in a nursing home and things of that nature, because he was living under her house while she was in a nursing home, my uncle was, and still is living in her house after she's passed away. So I've seen, you know, what old age does to people. They just get to a point where they can't comprehend the process. And Biden has been at that point since the day he stepped into office. And yes, he probably more likely is a racist. But I would argue a lot of what he's saying at this point, whether he's racist or not, he doesn't understand. He doesn't comprehend. He's just reading teleprompters at this point. He's just saying what everybody else is pretty much trying to tell him to say. And I would argue that if he was more competent, you know, he wouldn't have probably called LL Cool J a boy. And probably wouldn't have called him LL J Cool J and whatnot. But yeah, I mean, if this ain't enough, if we haven't seen enough evidence that Biden can't be president again, that he cannot do another 4 years, that he's too old, he's too diminished, he's incompetent. This was it, and this is the icing on the cake, man. This is it, you know, and this is like an embarrassing moment for hip hop and America. It's a very embarrassing for hip hop, and it's very embarrassing. We look so embarrassing right now as Americans that we allowed this cat to be voted in. We look so weak. We look so pathetic. We look so moronic. We as a country look diminished. We look diminished as a country, man. I don't know. I don't even need to hear no more about this. I don't know what more you need to see. That, I mean, and I'm not Democratic, but I'm clearly saying that any other Democrat besides Joe Biden, any other Democrat besides Joe Biden. I mean, I don't feel strongly about Kamala Harris at all. But damn, man. I'll take Kamala Harris over an incompetent president any day. A guy who can't even say LL Cool J while reading a teleprompter. It's enough you shouldn't have to read the fucking teleprompter to say LL Cool J is hard as hell. You shouldn't even have the fact that you had to read a teleprompter. You could tell he was like squinting. He was like, you know, MC Light, New Edition, Michael Bivens, and Music for Our Soul. It's pathetic, man. It's so pathetic. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Another embarrassing moment in America. Another embarrassing moment for hip hop. LLJ Cool J. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Peace, and I'm out.